Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. To Councilman Gephardt's point, I'm not super shocked on the increase in costs. Things are particularly crazy, as we all know. Kristy, how many calendars do we mail out?
We mail out 29,000, about 29,000. We print, this one, because we've had an increase in the number of houses over the last year, so we are having 32,000 printed, but 29,000 will go in the mail.
So how did you determine that graphic image is not the better deal?
The graphic image with their postage, and I actually had a conversation with Elizabeth Thunton in tourism, because she's the one that designs the calendar and is familiar with, you know, media and mailing and things like that. We had a conversation about this, and we agreed that Indiana Printing was the lowest responsible bidder, only because graphic image did not provide us with a firm number for postage. Their note says the actual postage rates determine after mailing list is processed and sorted. So with that, there's a good chance that it could go. I mean, there's a chance it could go either way, but chances are it's going to be higher than what they bid. So their postage rate is already a little bit higher than Indiana. But I think it offsets probably the cost to produce the calendar. And with Indiana, we have a firm number. We know exactly what we're paying. There's no question as to, you know, do we have to come back to council? Is it going to cost us $50,000 because of the postage?
Well, I don't agree with that. So the difference between graphic image and Indiana Printing is 0.0006. And if you do the math on that, to come up with the $4,674 of additional money that you're suggesting we spend, I think that math works out to somewhere like around 7 million calendars would have to be mailed out. If we take 4,500, that's the math I did, I'm sorry, 45,000, I just figured half the city, 45,000, and even if the postage went up 10 cents, which that's not likely, because these are going to be mailed out in the next few months too, right? Even if the postage went up 10 cents, it would still only be $4,500, and it'd still be cheaper than Indiana Printing. There's no way that we'll be mailing out those amounts of calendars to make Indiana Printing the better deal. And in addition to that, they have, Indiana Printing has total cost per revision with press proofs, if needed, they're charging $75. Now, in the grand scheme of things, that's not a big number, but it is an additional number. So how can we say that graphic image isn't the best deal? I don't think anyone in this room would think for 1 minute that the cost of postage in the next couple of months is going to go up 10 cents. And my other question is, with this postage, I know they use the stamp meters and all that other stuff. For the mailings that we all do, you can buy the forever stamps, right? No matter what the postage goes up to, your stamp, whatever you paid for it, is what you pay for. I know it's different with metered mail, but I cannot grasp the fact, and with 30,000 mailing, I did the math at 45,000, with 30,000 mailing, it would have to go up over 15 cents per item to be cheaper, I mean, to be more expensive than Indiana. So I don't see how, unless somebody corrects my math, I don't see how we can say Indiana printing is cheaper.
So just to clarify, Graphic Image put in a number that is essentially a placeholder.
It's potentially what?
It's essentially a placeholder because they, in their bid specification that they submitted, their response, they said that the actual postage rates determine after mailing list is processed and sorted. So they could come back and tell us it's 50 cents a calendar. And that's honestly, they did this last year as well. That's not a risk that I would be willing to take with taxpayer money to come back and say the calendar is going to cost us another $30,000 because of postage.
So are you saying that the vendor is at the liberty of assigning the cost of postage? It doesn't go by what the actual cost of postage is?
That's what they put. Actual postage rates determine after mailing list is processed and sorted. So
right.
We award them the bid, we give them our mailing list, they process it and sort it, and they come back and say it's 50 cents a calendar. Then what? Then now we have to pay it.
So have you reached out to them and asked them? So this says postage cost per piece. The postage cost, is that the actual, and I'll use just the stamp as an example, is that the cost of the stamp or is that the cost of processing the postage on these mailers? You know, we all do
That's
mailers, right?
That's the postage for them, for it to go through the post office. Indiana Publishing is providing us with a firm number, 0.275 per piece. Their entire bid is $45,963. Graphic Image says, well, we think it's going to be $2.81 per piece. However, we won't know until we get your mailing list and it's processed and sorted.
So it's not fair to assume that what they're saying is if the city takes 6 months to give them the order and postage goes up, that they'll increase the cost of that. They'll add on the increase of the postage. So if a stamp goes from 55 cents to 60 cents, they're going to charge us 60 cents. I wouldn't. You say that they could charge us 85 cents or a buck?
They could. That's basically what this says, that they will determine the postage price after they get our list.
So I think we had something similar to this, with this discretionary thing a while back. Have you reached out to Graphic Image and asked them how they base their postage? Is it on the actual cost of the stamp, or is it factored in with labor and delivering it and stamping it, et cetera?
So this bid on page 60, the total printing and mailing, excluding postage, is $32,503. So now we have to add postage per piece. So even if they charge us postage on the 32,000 calendars that they printed, they can still come back and say it's 50 cents a calendar. That's not a chance that I'm willing to take to come back to this council and ask for more money for this calendar when we have a firm number from the other vendor.
I agree with you. It shouldn't be a chance that you would have to take. And the chance wouldn't need to be taken if a call were placed in the Graphic Image and said, so clarify what you mean, actual postage rates. Actual postage rates, to me, I interpret it as whatever the cost is of that stamp. That's the actual posted rate. They can't charge you 50 cents more to mail, a 50 cent. They can't charge you a buck
to
mail.
They can. They absolutely can. And it says, determine after mailing list is processed and sorted. So we essentially have to award them this bid, send them our mailing list, and then they'll tell us what the actual postage is.
So you're suggesting that they can charge us whatever they want for postage.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what the cost of the stamp is. They can charge us whatever they
Correct.
Want.
Correct.
And has that been confirmed by anyone? Sure. Well, I should say.
No worries. Councilman Gebhardt.
So one of the things I asked Christy for when I was looking at this is the last year bid. And we got six respondents last year. And the postage cost per piece from those six respondents ranges from 25 cents to $2.20.
So just the postage cost.
just postage per piece. And I think it has something to do with if you do a lot of volume, you can get a better discount as a bulk shipper. So you can get postage that costs less versus if you do less volume, you're going to pay a higher cost. But Graphic Image also last year did a better job with their note, I think, to try to clarify this, because they said estimated postage, 26 cents. Graphic Image does not mark up postage. We provide the maximum discount available from the Postal Service. Actual postage to be determined after the list is processed through UPS. So, you know, they did clarify it a bit better, but there's still the uncertainty that there's no guarantee in what the cost is going to be through them. So, you know, it's a little, again, the difference, the spread between these two is, what, $3,000? So it's not life-altering here.
It's $4,674.
Yeah, but there is some, it's nice to have the certainty on Indiana that they're guaranteeing their postage rate.
So what we're saying is we have no idea. We have no clue what they're including in their postage. None. That's what we're saying. And that's ridiculous. And also, this says here, after mailing list is processed and sorted. When this bid was sent out, we get our walking papers, right? You pick up your walking papers. What do you get? You get a list of every voter in the city, right? You get a list of that. I think we have lists of every occupant or every address in the city. I think it would be pretty easy to just include in your bid request that base your prices on 30,000 pieces.
That's what the bid says.
This
excuse me, Councilman.
Actual postage rates determined after mailing list is processed and sorted. What we are saying is we don't have a clue how they determine their postage rates. And there are other things that can go into the postage rates. The cost of processing your thing, running it through the machine. There's other associated costs up and beyond the cost of the stamp. And that's what I'm trying to find out. Does anyone know what that postage means? And apparently, we don't.
Thank you, Councilman. Council President McAllister.
I think Councilman Gephardt and Councilman Lattiser hit on that. It's not just the cost of the actual stamp, too, when they're talking postage. It's their processing, everything like that. That's why there's the swings, like Councilman Gephardt talked about before. It's like if you do a political mailer, kind of mark up some of the stuff, not the people that we would work with, but, you know, other people, you know, for the postage. So that's, I think that's what the swing is. So I agree with the administration in that we want to know what we're paying for. This is the exact price. We want to process this. This is the bill. Let's send it out. Whereas if we were to go with the other one, we could be hit with another bill after the processing, everything like that. So I agree with the administration's recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd also like just to carry on. I know that this committee, just from what we've experienced in the past and in this council, but I'll speak for the committee. There's no one likes the surprises, the added on surprises. So I commend you, Christy, for remembering the past that went on. And I want to commend Councilman Gephardt for doing his part before this meeting to make sure he spoke to you and getting all the information on that. Because it is something where you just don't think about. You see it, but then that little note right there, it really doesn't go into the full process. So I can definitely understand and respect the questioning that went on. And I think you did a good job of really kind of explaining and, like you said, defending the cost. I will say in a closing on this, for me, a closing, this is one of the things that I always hear that the neighbors like. You know, this is one of those, this is one of the services that the citizens of Warwick absolutely love, is getting their calendars, and they absolutely love seeing their neighbors' pictures in the calendars.
Well, I don't know if you remember, there was several years ago, I hope whoever was on the council at that point, but there was a decision made to not do a calendar, and I thought there was going to be a line outside Public Works.
Right. And it's actually one of the things I know a lot of us do is we take one when someone moves into our ward. We take a calendar with us. That's my That's my, hey, welcome to Warwick. Here's our recycling list. Here's all the information of the city services that we supply, you know, and it's a great thing. Any other questions for members of the council? Questions for members of the public? Questions for members of the public? Thank you, Councilman. Yeah, absolutely. Council President McAllister requested item number 17, bid 2022-074, State of Rhode Island tree trimming and shrub removal, found on page 73. Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I just want to point out that I think this is one of the most requested things that we get as council members. You know, there's a tree in my yard, storm's supposed to come, or the storm came, and trees are going down. And I think it's a really good idea to piggyback on the state with multiple vendors. As we all know, trying to get a truck out there, especially after an event, it's really difficult. So this gives the city more options. So I think this is an important thing that to supplement to what the city does as well. But I know I get these requests all the time to send somebody out, look at the tree. Is it a city tree? Is it the residence tree? And then who's going to take it down and whatnot. So I just wanted to point that out for the record, that I think this is an important thing. And I agree with having the multiple vendors on here because to try to get a service out, especially when it's, you know, after a storm, that it's not just the city of Warwick that these vendors are going, they're going across the state. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. And exactly what you spoke on. We had a situation. My friend and neighbor is sitting here this evening to speak on it. We had a situation where a tree fell on a house in my ward on Thursday before Labor Day. And the gentleman had one hell of an experience, if you will, this past weekend, and is still dealing with it. To have something like that happen right before Labor Day, and this will help address that. And I'm glad to see that it's on the bid. It's something, unfortunately, that situation happened, but it's good to see that this is being like this. This would have been addressed prior to that, hopefully. Thank you. Are there any other questions for members of the committee? Questions for members of the council? Questions for members of the public? Question comments for members of the public? Thank you. May I have a motion on, pardon me, may I have a motion on PCR 105-22?
Favorable action.
I have a motion for favorable.
Second.
I have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. May I have an acceptance for the committee minutes held on August 15th?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number one is PCR 105-22 resolution relative, correction. PCR 106-22 resolution relative to abatements. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the council, Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. This month we have abatements for you in the amount of $18,394.88. As usual with this time of year, the majority are for personal exemptions, but I'll answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Neil. Committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? May I have a motion?
Motion favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Item number three is PCR 87-22, formerly bid 2023-442, traffic light repairs. Welcome back, Chrissy.
This one has been before the council. This is the third time. Before the last meeting, I had heard from the company. They had provided the documentation that I requested. It wasn't in enough time to get it passed around to all the council members, but I'm assuming that everybody has it now.
I'm so sorry. I didn't understand that.
The documentation that was emailed. Was it?
Yes, that's right, from the previous meeting.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you. And so it was, so I remember now, you got it to us. They sent it to you at
that,
the last,
like, yeah, that afternoon.
Yeah, like a half hour before the meeting. You tried to get it out to us as fast as you could, and we didn't have a chance to review it. So I'm assuming everyone had a chance to review it. So any questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. Hearing none, may I have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
Thank you. I have a motion favorable, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Christy, for your follow-up on that and getting that done. Item number four is PCR 88-22, formerly bid 2022-441, repair diesel fuel fill. Christy.
So this one, I have not gotten the backup documentation from the vendor yet. However, there are two issues of sorts with this. One of them is that the trust will not reimburse us for the $49,06.70 until we can provide them with proof of payment. So that is one thing. They actually emailed me again yesterday and asked if I had proof of payment, which obviously I don't. The other issue is that this bill, particularly the city portion, the $17.50, is from fiscal year 22. And I'm sure that at some point soon, finance is going to want to close that out. So I'm more than willing to, you know, continue to chase the company to get the backup, but it's kind of important that we get this paid to the vendor and get reimbursed by the trust and get it paid out of the proper fiscal year.
So again, if we pay this, the trust will still reimburse the $4,906?
Yes.
And 70 cents. And the city is on the, has that, that we're aware of, since, well, you haven't heard from Trask, I assume they won't send, they haven't sent us a follow-up invoice with any interest or?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. To the members of the committee. To the members of the council. Councilman Lattisar.
Thank you, Chairman. So essentially, what we're thinking about doing here is giving in to this vendor that obviously refuses to provide you, us, with the information or documentation that we required for a charge that they have assessed the city. Whether the trust is paying for it or not, ultimately the taxpayers pay for it because they pay the premiums that the trust charges. So, having said that, do you intend to put a, how do we call it, a restraining order, let's say, on that vendor for any future bids? If they are that obstinate that they refuse to provide you with documentation on how they arrived at a price, that is not a vendor I want to do business with. So do you intend to put a no business order on that vendor?
Well, I can't speak to why they haven't sent me the documentation yet. That's, I haven't gotten a refusal or anything. I just haven't heard back from them. So I feel like that's kind of strong language to say that they're refusing and they're being obstinate. It's for whatever reason, and I try to follow up, you know, not daily, but every couple of weeks. Hey, do you still have that? But at this point now,
is 2 months now, right?
I understand. But at this point, we do need to get, there's several things hanging in the balance here. So I'm still willing to chase the vendor to get the backup documentation and provide it to the council members. But I really am asking if we can get this bill paid so we can get reimbursed by the trust and the balance can be applied to the proper fiscal year.
Why would I want to pay them if I don't know what I'm getting? I just went through that with one of my vendors. They sent me a bill. The bill was wrong. I knew it was wrong. And I said to them, you're not getting paid until you get me the correct bill. But they didn't take 2 months to get me the correct bill. They got me the correct bill in a matter of days. So why would I want to pay any vendor that is for whatever reason, after 2 months, haven't provided you with the documentation on how they charged us for what they charged us? Why would I want to pay them? I would never pay them until they produce what we are entitled to get. and that is the proof and documentation of how they arrived at the price. I would never pay them. I will not vote yes on this item because of those reasons. That is absurd.
Actually, Councilman Christie, if I may, I like what the councilman said, and I appreciate what the councilman said. Is this one of many vendors, or is this the selected vendor?
In terms of
this? In terms of who we call, are they on our vendor list, our official vendor list that was approved by this council?
This vendor, so this is before the council as a 56-6. We don't have a bid in place for things like this because they don't typically happen. It just so happened that whoever ran over the fuel fill, it was open, it was waiting for concrete, and for whatever reason, somebody ran it over, and we ended up having to have this work done because we couldn't leave it like that. We were risking water in the tank. We needed to find out if the tank was compromised, and there's two layers to it. So, and this was I called the insurance company and said, "Hey, we have a problem here. Are you guys going to cover it?" They came out, they looked at it, they said, "Yes, we'll cover." They don't cover excavation, which is the city's portion of this bill, but they would cover the rest. So it was literally like within an hour, we said, "Okay, we need to get this fixed." We were sending garbage trucks to fire stations to get fuel because we didn't even know if we could pump diesel.
Right.
So it was an emergency thing. And I understand the councilman's point about the bill. I completely get it.
Yeah.
And this vendor is one that we do use for our fuel issues because there's just, you know, not very many of them around. So.
Understood.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Councilman.
Christy, I am not disputing or criticizing why you hired this vendor. I understand the nature of the situation. You had to get that fixed. You took care of it. You did your job. That's not my point.
The chairman had asked if there was a vendor list. Part of a bid. Why I explained it.
I want to make it clear that I am not criticizing you or the department for your reaction to getting this fixed. You needed to do it. You did your job. You got it fixed. This company, this Trask Petroleum Equipment Company, has not provided you or responded to your request for a detailed explanation of why they are charging $6,656 for what they did. That is very concerning to me. I would never hire a company that doesn't provide me with documentation as to how they arrived at a price. And I would not pay them until they did. And I would not use the reasoning for paying them is because, you know, we got to get it off the books. No, we don't have to get it off the books. We don't have to do anything until they give us the documentation that you're entitled to, that you've requested, and that we expected. And anything less for me will be a no vote on this item. I'm not going to vote to pay 5 cents to a company that won't justify their rates and how they arrived at that price.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions for members of the council? Comments, questions for members of the public? Thank you. Looking for a motion.
I move favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion for favorable. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The time is now 6:55 and the Finance Committee is closed. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're at 6:55. I think we'll take this 5 minutes, let the council members get up and stretch their legs. We will start the council meeting at 7, and then we will return right into committees. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I call the September 7th, 2022 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister.
Here.
Mr. Foley.
Here.
Mr. Gephardt. Mr. Howe.
Present.
Mr. Lattiser.
Here.
Mr. McElroy.
Here.
Mr. Ricks.
Here.
Mr. Snappy. Ms. Travis.
Here.
Eight present.
Thank you. At this time, we'll please rise for the salute to the flag, and then Councilman Howe, if you could lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the balls bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you very much. For the members in attendance and watching at home, we are starting the council meeting at this time, but we're going to do general communications and executive communications. Then we're going to go back into committees. We still have some more work to do in committees, and then we finish that work. We will come back to the full council meeting. We are now under general communications, which is announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. I have a few. First is I just want to remind residents of the neighborhood improvement funds that are available through ARPA funds. There's a number of different ways to get your ideas to your council people. We have a website. If you go on the City of Warwick's website and the City Council website, you can fill it out there. Or just pick up the phone, call your council person, send an email to your council person, contact the mayor's office. We want to hear from you and hear for your ideas on ways that we can improve our infrastructure, improve our neighborhoods. Schools are back in session, started last week. So I want to say good luck to all the students, to the teachers, all the guardians. Also want to remind all of our residents to be careful driving. There will be people walking the bus stops and early in the morning and in the afternoons. Everyone be careful, be safe out there. And I think everyone is sad to see the summer end, but they get to hang out with their friends again in school. So I wish everybody a really good school year. And finally, for my report here, the city is moving into the Sawtooth Building next door to the City Hall. It is really a beautiful building. The city and AAA did an outstanding job of not only keeping this historic bill alive, but you know, upgrading it and getting it ready for the community to use. So they're still working on things. They still have to finish a couple of parking lots, and the city departments are going to move over department by department. But I'm really proud of the move so far. The city is on schedule for the move. When they came to us with this lease over a year ago, they had targeted September of 2022 to move in, and here we are, and they're doing that. So there is a community room on the first floor, and once we are settled and in there, residents will be able to reserve that for your community meetings. So it's a great building. It's a historic building in Aponog, right by City Hall, and we'll have all the city departments are going to be there, except for the mayor's office, the board of canvassers, and the city clerk's office. They'll stay here at City Hall. So that is all that I have. Are there other members of the council have anything for general communications? Councilman Ricks.
Obviously, we don't do any campaigning here in the council chambers. I would put out there a nonpartisan message that it's important to get out there and vote. We have a primary election coming up on Tuesday, September 13th. There is early voting here at City Hall leading up to that. Check out the city website for details on early voting hours. But regardless of which ballot you vote on or who you vote for, it's important to get out there and vote. I would also stress that if you are an unaffiliated voter, then you have the options of voting on the Democratic ballot, Republican ballot, or across much of the city, there is actually going to be a specific nonpartisan ballot specifically for those parts of the city where there are three or more persons running for school committee to narrow it down to the top two. Happy voting.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other members? Councilman Gephardt.
I would just ask for a brief moment of silence. This is not a Warwick person, but my uncle actually passed today. He served honorably in the Army. He was a small business owner for many years, restaurant owner, and he was quite ill and is at peace now. So a brief moment of silence, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely. We'll have a moment of silence. Thank you, and we're sorry for your loss, Councilman. Any other, under general communications from members of the council? Okay, hearing none, if we could pause, we'll go back into committees. I believe the Public Safety Committee is next. Thank you.
The Public Safety Committee is called to order at, I just had it, 7:17. First order of business is acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting on August 15th. Do we have a motion?
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
PCR 107-22, resolution relative to claims. I have a question for the solicitor. My interpretation is that the $300 limit is for damage done by potholes. Other than that, there is no limit.
Correct.
Okay.
The statute speaks specifically to pothole damage claim, of which is not cited here as a cover would not qualify.
Okay, so the first item is PCR 107-22, Diana Ferraro, and this is in the amount of $361.96. And we had from the director a recommendation of favorable action. Any questions from the committee? Yes.
Everything seems to be in order. After we have the appropriate announcements for persons to speak, I would be in favor as recommended by the director.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee, from the council, from the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action in the amount of $361.96.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Back to the regular docket. Do we have minutes for that? That we have motion for acceptance of minutes from the August 15th meeting? I thought we did that. Two sets of them, right? So this is for the second set. Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The first item is PCR 99-22 Attila Caracas. This was recommended denied. We held it so that we could reach out to them, and no one is making themselves available tonight. So I'm looking to entertain a motion to for unfavorable. How would we word that? Oh, first questions. Committee questions? Questions from the council? Questions from the public? Do we have a motion to deny?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The next item, PCR 102-22, Patrick Blair. We have the same recommendation, is to deny. Questions from the committee? Questions from the council? Questions from the public? A motion for denial?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The Public Safety Committee is adjourned at 7:20.
Thank you, Chairman Foley. The next committee is the Intergovernmental Committee.
No, Snappy. You're in charge. I'm ready. Is Donna coming over?
It is now 7:21, and the Intergovernmental Committee agenda is now in session. First order of business, the acceptance of minutes from committee meeting held on August 15th, 2022. Do I hear a motion?
Acceptance of minutes.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
The first order of business is PCR 92-22, a resolution requesting the General Assembly to amend Rhode Island General Laws 44-5-8.1 regarding waiver of interest on overdue quarter tax payments. Councilman Lattiser?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. This request came about from one of my constituents that has lived in the city of Warwick well over 20 some years, and moved from his previous location to another location in Warwick, still in Warwick. He moved from one spot to another spot. He has not been late on his taxes and beyond the statute limit of 5 years. He was assessed the fine and or the penalty and the interest for being late. He applied for the five-year ruling and was denied because of the language. It says, have been for the five-year immediate preceding of the tax payment, which is overdue, stating, meaning that you had to live in that particular domicile for 5 years. That was like just bizarre to me and made zero sense. I did reach out to the original sponsor of this legislation many years ago, and that was never the intent. The intent was anyone that resides in the city of Warwick and has not been late on their taxes in a five-year period would be given that one-time pass. The analogy that was used and made all the sense was the good driving record. So you have a good driving record. If you haven't had a moving vehicle violation in 3 years, you could use your good driving record to have that ticket dismissed. The good driving record doesn't follow the car or the truck. It follows the driver. And that analogy, I thought, was spot on. And that was the intent. The intent was to give the benefit of the doubt to a resident who's lived in the city of Warwick for at least 5 years and has never been late on his or her taxes. Not because you lived in the city of Warwick for 20 years, you've never been late, and 2 years ago you moved to a different location in the city and you were late. By the way, the reason that this individual was late is because at the latter part of December of that year, he was in an operating room, had died on the table with open heart surgery, was given the last rites, revitalized, etc. Last thing that this individual was worrying about was paying his taxes. Eventually, he did actually recover quite well and is doing well. He called me on this because he did live in my ward prior to moving. And when he told me that, I had discussions with the tax collector, and the language as it stands is fairly strict in saying that you have to live in that house or domicile for 5 years. That was never the intent. So what I'm asking and looking to do, and I'm sure this is a situation that, you know, could maybe even has happened to any of us here, I'm looking to strike out the language "and has been for the 5 years immediately preceding the tax payment, which is overdue," to simply leave it as "the property subject to the overdue payment is the residence of the taxpayers." And I think that cleans it up, makes it very clear, very simple, that if you've lived in the city of Warwick for 5 years, regardless of whether it's one house or two houses or three houses, you haven't been late on your taxes, that the city of Warwick wants to recognize that and is understanding with that and will give you that one-time pass on being late. And then, of course, the 5 years start all over again. So that's the long and short of it. Try to give you the best explanation I can. I would reiterate the good driving record. It doesn't have anything to do with the vehicle. It has everything to do with the driver. And I would respectfully ask for your support and favorable action on this item. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions?
Councilman, could I be added as a co-sponsor on that?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
Any other questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Hearing none, do I hear a motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
It is now 7:27 and the Intergovernmental Committee is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last committee is the Appointments Committee.
Yes. Good evening. The time is now 7:28, and the Appointments Committee comes to order. First up is the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on July 18th, 2022. Do I have a motion?
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We just have one appointment this evening. This is a reappointment to the Kent County Water Authority. Charles Donovan, I believe he was appointed as a replacement for someone, actually for, yeah, yep, for Mr. Glucci. And this is the first reappointment to a full term to expire July 1st, 2032. As it's a reappointment, he is not required to appear this evening, but do any members of the committee have any questions or comments? Go ahead.
I'm in favor of this reappointment and would like to thank Mr. Donovan for his service. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Councilman.
I also like to mention that I worked with Charles Donovan as a council person when he was here. So I know him very well, and I think he'd do a great job. And I know he stepped up when Councilman Gallucci passed away, and I look forward to him working with the Kent County Water Authority.
Okay, great. Any members of the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I strongly support the reappointment of CJ, former Councilman Donovan. CJ would sit right next to me when I first got elected, and there was often times when he would help me through, you know, this process that we call resolutions and ordinances and, you know, bids and this, and it's like, no, Ed, over here, over there. And, you know, as you all know, it takes some time to get acclimated to it. So he was very helpful to me. The other thing that I find particularly fitting is that Councilman Donovan also served with Councilman Gallucci on the city council. And Councilman Gallucci, I think we'd all agree, is pretty much, you know, the godfather of the city council in a very, very good way. He was a mentor to all of us. And I just think it's very fitting that we appoint a colleague of the city council to take over where Councilman Gallucci left off. And, you know, I'm more than pleased with this appointment, and we'll certainly be voting for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any others? Council President.
Thank you. I just want to harp on what my colleagues have already mentioned about Mr. Donovan. I spoke to him today. He's really enjoying the work. He knows he has big shoes to fill. He completed the term of Councilman Gallucci, and you know, he came to me. He said, "Hey, my term is up. I would like to continue." He feels he's hit the ground running. It's good to have his experience over there, and I'm also be supporting this this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Council President. Seeing no others who would like to comment from the council, any members of the public have anything to add? Okay. Do I have a motion?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That is all the business before the Appointments Committee. The Appointments Committee adjourns at 7:32.
Welcome back. We are now back in the full council meeting. If you are following us at home or in person here, we have done roll call, we've done the salute to flag, and we've done general communications. We are now moving to executive communications, and there are none. A on the agenda is acceptance of the minutes for the council meeting held on August 15th. Do we have a motion, Councilman Howe?
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Gephardt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, the minutes have been accepted. Number one on the agenda this evening is announcements of appointments. We have one committee report appointments.
Yes, you are correct. We do have one. can get to the right place, I will read it off. And it is Gene Ellis from Ward 2 to the Warwick Housing Authority.
Thank you. That does not require confirmation. So Gene is now on the Warwick Housing Authority. Thank you. Number two is appointments requiring confirmation. We do have one this evening. Committee report appointments.
Do have one. It's Charles J. Donovan to the Kent County Water Authority, and the committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilwoman Travis, can you move that for me, please? Second by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Foley, Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe, and Councilman McElroy. Are there any questions or comments that were not asked or spoken on earlier in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable actions for Charles Donovan appointment to the Kent County Water Authority.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes. Appointment passed.
Thank you. Mr. Donovan is now on the Kent County Water Authority reappointed. Number three this evening is the consent calendar. First up is PCR 105-22, resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Thank you. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 2023-080, sale of former City Hall Annex Building property, plat 3047, lot 02510256. Bid 2023-109, design, build, and install salt barn. Bid 2023-117, purchase bulk road salt. Bid 2023-132, municipal fire police employee term life insurance. Bid 2023-037, general engineering services. Bid 2023-069, purchase for escape SE. Bid 2023-118, structural firefighting coats and pants. Bid 2023-129, traffic, street, and pole light maintenance and repair. Bid 2023-163, message archiver, appliance, and support. Bid 2023-167, sound system council chambers. Bid 2023-115, maintenance and service for fire department generators. Bid 2023-116, aerial and ground ladder testing and inspection. Bid 2023-133, aluminum tandem axle bunk boat trailer. Bid 2023-130, professional printing and mailing of recycling calendar. Bid 2023-124, reversible snowplows, 8-foot, 9-foot, 10, 11, 12-foot. Bid 2023-127, rebuilding or rebuild exchange transmissions. Bid 2022-074, State of Rhode Island tree trimming, shrub removal. Bid 2023-057, HVAC filters. Bid 2023-175, replace leak and cylinder on lift column. Bid 2022-408, Warwick neck altitude valve parts. Bid 2023-197, purchase HG 6000 horizontal grinder. That completes the bid package, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. Are there any questions from members of the council that were not asked in the Finance Committee earlier this evening? Okay, next up is PCR 106-22, a resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, Finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
I apologize. We approved abatements for in the amount of $18,394.88.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the council on the abatements? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to number three. It's PCR 107-22, resolution relative to claims. Community report, public safety. For action, Councilman Foley. Second by Councilman Ricks. Go ahead, Councilman Foley. Thank you. Are there any questions or comments that were not asked during the Public Safety Committee earlier this evening? All right. Are there any questions or comments on the overall consent calendar? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the consent calendar.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Ms. Travis? 8 yes, consent passes.
Thank you. The consent calendar passes. We're now moving to unfinished business. Number one, PCR 87-22, which is now 2023-442, committee report finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
A second by Councilman Foley. Are there any questions or comments on PCR 87-22 that were not asked earlier this evening in the finance committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action. Yes.
Mr. Foley? Yes. Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Next up is PCR 88-22, which is now 2022-441, committee report finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments on PCR 88-22, which is now 2022-441? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I said in the Finance Committee meeting, I will be voting no on this. There is no way I'm going to approve any item such as this, where the vendor for 2 months has not provided the documentation that has been requested by the city, has completely ignored it, and we have no idea what we're paying for. There is no way I will support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Lattiser. Are there any additional questions? Councilman Howe.
Just a comment, Mr. President. Going on what Councilman Lattiser said, I'm going to vote in favor of this because the trust is pretty much the ones who are going to handle it, and I do realize there's a portion that the city has to pay. However, I want to go on record saying that I would like not to, for the city, to use that vendor until we receive the information. I'd like to know that vendor be on, as the councilman said, a restricted list or a no-go list until that is ratified. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Ms. Travis? 6 yes, 2 no, motion passes.
Thank you, the motion passes. Number 3 this evening is PCR 99-22, committee report, public safety. Okay, okay, for action, Councilman Foley.
Move unfavorable action, denial this time.
Okay, and second by Councilman Ricks. Are there any questions on this that were not asked earlier this evening in the public safety committee? Okay, hearing none, this is for unfavorable action. So a yes vote is for unfavorable to deny the claim. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Yes. Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes to deny.
Thank you. Number 4, PCR 102-22, committee report, public safety. For action, Councilman Foley. Thank you. Second by Councilman Ricks. Are there any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Public Safety Committee? Okay. The clerk will call the roll. A yes vote is for unfavorable action to deny this claim. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, unfavorable denial.
Thank you. We're now moving to new business. Number one this evening is PCR 92-22, committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. We spoke about this in length in committee, and I would respectfully request favorable action on PCR 92-22 and including Councilman Foley and Councilwoman Travis as co-sponsors, and welcoming anyone else that wants to co-sponsor.
Thank you. And it's second by Councilwoman Travis. Any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
Thank you very much. We are now moving to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything to docket under unanimous consent? Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3? Pass. Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5? Ward 6? Ward 7 passes. Ward 9? Councilwoman Travis. All those in favor of moving the docket session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We are now in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening?
The bane of most cities and towns in this state is without an accountant head, why, and an unfunded mandate. So I had the opportunity, I whispered into the governor's ear that we might want to have a commission set up to look at and review the unfunded mandates given by law, to do a cost-benefit analysis. And if there is no benefit to some of these, and there, I will guarantee you we will find some that have no benefit to the students and the faculty, that we could recommend eliminating those mandates from life. So tentatively, my tentative title is Why, Unfunded Mandate Review. And as I spoke to, what I'm looking for is the state set up a commission to review these unfunded mandates by law.
Intergovernmental. Are you looking for co-sponsors on that? I have a feeling you'll get some. Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe, Councilman Lattiser, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McElroy. I'd like to add myself as well.
Mr. President, may we comment on that?
Okay, and just I just want to get us on the wrong track. We're in the docket session. You can only docket things. We can give our background when they come up here. We need to keep on the Open Meetings Act. Anything else to docket at this time? Anything else to docket, Ward 1? No. Ward 2.
One item and ordinance. Tentative title, An Ordinance Amending the Zoning Ordinance of the City of Warwick, Section 601.7, Yard Sales. That's the only item.
Ordinance? Public properties? Okay, public properties land use. Anything else, Councilman, to docket?
That's all.
Okay, Ward 3.
One item, dumping trash in private property dumpsters.
Okay, we believe that was already docketed last meeting.
Okay, I apologize. Thank you.
Anything else to docket this evening?
Nothing. Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5. Ward 6. Ward 7 passes. Ward 9. All right, we are adjourned. Thank you very much. We'll see you in 2 weeks.